And next up is Habitat Committee report. I will be moving on to our vice chair, Mr. Smith, as Ms. Smith is not available. So I will kick it over to you, Jeff.
Thanks, Dan. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Wow, that is a relief. As you mentioned, I will be pinch hitting for Melissa today. And also the power just went out at my house 10 minutes ago. So I'm now doing this through my phone and I'm glad folks can hear me. So for the Habitat Committee report, I think I'll begin with, as folks may recall, the council took final action on the 2025 Essential Fish Habitat Framework at its September council meeting. And as a result of that, the Habitat Advisory Panel and committee have not met since that meeting. The purpose of today's discussion is to adopt a problem statement and objectives for the 2026 EFH action and to initiate the framework today. As the staff will describe in their presentation, the purpose of this framework is to revise our EFH text descriptions for all of our groundfish stocks, except for cod, Atlantic sea scallops, and our small mesh species with updated information on species distributions and environmental conditions. So I'm going to hand things over to staff for their presentation now, and when they are done, I will be offering a motion to initiate the 2026 EFH framework. So with that, I'll hand it over to staff.
Thank you, Jeff. I will turn it over to staff here, Wei Julian and Michelle Bachman.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, and thank you, Chair, for those introductions. Hello, Council, NOAA staff, members of the public and industry. My name is Julian Garrison. I am on Council staff on the Habitat Plan team, and in the room joined with me is my colleague, Michelle Bachman. So we'll be, as Mr. Smith introed, we'll be sharing information and planning updates for the 2026 Essential Fish Habitat Designation Framework for today's initiation.
If you hold a moment while we get the presentation up on the board.
Yeah. Essential Fish Habitat, or EFH, is defined in the Magnuson-Stevens Act as waters and substrate necessary for spawning, breeding, feeding, and growth to maturity. EFH is species and life stage specific, and it's based on the best available information and consists of a map and text component, and those work hand in hand. The main purpose of EFH is to guide the development of conservation measures, whether that's through the council's fishery management decisions or via NIMP's EFH consultation process and conservation recommendations. We want to emphasize that these are administrative designations, which means they don't directly put restrictions on fishing activity. And so while we're initiating a framework or intending to initiate a framework today, the roots and development of this work kind of go back much further than that, as you can see on this slide. And in the interest of time, I'm going to just walk through these really quickly. There are more detailed descriptions of each of these on the council's September meeting page and at each of these links. So EFH was last updated for all species in 2018 with the Omnibus Habitat Amendment 2. Shortly after that, the Northeast Regional Habitat Assessment compiled a number of survey and environmental data sets and developed species distribution models to characterize fish habitat. These collaborative efforts were foundational to the EFH five-year review, which was a joint review between the New England and Mid-Atlantic Councils. And that was completed and presented early last year and described methods for model-based EFH updates for our region. Then in September, as Mr. Smith noted, the council took final action on the 2025 EFH framework, and that updated EFH for a subset of our species. And this year, we are intending to initiate another framework that will update EFH for another subset of species. There's also a number of other related initiatives to this EFH habitat work. And so much like, last year's framework updated designations for 10 species, which are shown on the slide here. For this year, we are updating EFH for scallops, the three hakes in the small mesh multi-species plan, and then the remaining large mesh multi-species besides cod. So that's a total of 16 species. And then for next year, the last two are Atlantic salmon and deep sea red crab, which are relatively data poor. And so we'll have alternate methods. Like last year's framework, we'll have two alternatives in the framework. We'll have a no action alternative that just keeps the current EFH designations from OHA2. And then we'll have a single action alternative that updates EFH for each of the 16 species. And as I've mentioned, those will be maps and text. They'll be life stage specific. And for juveniles and adults, those maps will be based on the predictive outputs of species distribution models with separate maps for those stages where data allows. The Habitat PDT is considering the need for updated egg and larval maps given the limited data for those life stages, particularly in an EFH consultation context. And so this table just outlines how we're going to be going about those updates for each species. So for most of our species, those will be model-based joint SDMs with separate juvenile and adult stages. For all species, we're going to update the text for all four stages, eggs, larvae, juveniles, and adults. And then for several species, depending on closer examination of the data, we will most likely have to pool the juvenile and adult species or switch to some sort of alternate model or data processing. For scallops and wolffish, those two will have species-specific models owing to the unique data needs of those species. One advantage of joint models is that we can provide a wealth of other habitat information, especially in a multi-species context, that can be used in EFH consultations or other non-EFH applications. And so these are ancillary products in the framework appendix and are not part of the designations themselves. This flowchart shows outlines kind of the process that we've gone through and will go through for updating EFH. The work starts with the Habitat PDT and EFH modeling contractor to run SDMs and generate draft map and text designations. They then go out to the Habitat AP and committee and various species PDT and AP groups for feedback and engagement. So we kind of iterate on that feedback, incorporate it into the framework document, and then it will go out to the committee and advisory panel one final time to identify a preferred alternative. And then finally, out to the council for final action and to GARFO for document for review, rulemaking, and implementation. This slide shows a high-level overview of how we go from our fish abundance data in the surveys to EFH maps. And so this is largely the same approach as last year and combines both a modeled pathway using species distribution models and a non-modeled approach that analyzes estuarine and coastal zones for the inshore component. So those two pathways come together into a single footprint for each EFH designation map. And I'll note again that the scallops and wolffish will have slightly different inputs to these pathways, but overall the process will be similar. with those draft maps and text in hand, we will be soliciting input from various groups on the draft designations. This will be a similar process as, to last year, and we're using the feedback we've gotten on that process to help improve it. We want to engage these groups, and ideally in individual or small group calls. We found that those work the best, but can also connect via correspondence. And then for groundfish in particular, just owing to the large number of species there, we're working with groundfish staff to split up those species into subgroups to make the engagement more manageable and leverage PDT expertise and availability. So our planned timeline for this action has most of the development occurring in the winter and into the spring. Then through the spring and summer, we'll be soliciting feedback on these designations. And we're hoping to wrap up feedback by August so that we can finalize the document for the Habitat Committee and take final action in September. There's several points in this timeline where there could be flexibility built in as needed. The timing of final action could be pushed to January to provide a longer runway for development and feedback. And while we intend to complete modeling for all 16 species this year, we could potentially defer some of the species that actually get updated to the 2027 action as needed. And so with that, we'd be happy to take any questions or pass it back to Mr. Smith for the framework initiation. And afterward, we will share a very brief, some very brief ocean planning updates.
Thank you, Mr. Garrison. To the council, questions on the presentation and the action that we have before us moving forward today? Seeing none. Good job. I know Mr. Smith may or may not be having connective issues. If you're available, Mr. Smith, would you like to bring up your motion now?
Yes, I am available. Can you still hear me?
Sure can. How many bars you got left?
I got about 40% on my battery, so I think we're going to make it.
Good, cool. Good to hear.
Yeah. Okay. So I would like to move that the council initiates the 2026 Essential Fish Habitat Framework to the Atlantic Sea Scallop and Northeast Multi-Species Fishery Management Plans with the following problem statement and objective. Problem statement: during the EFH five-year technical review completed in January 2025, the council recognized the need to update EFH designations for its managed species based on recent species distribution and abundance data and species distribution model outputs. The current designations are based on data through 2005 and may not reflect the current habitat use by council-managed species. The objective: to revise EFH text descriptions and maps for all life history stages of Atlantic sea scallop, Acadian redfish, American plaice, Atlantic halibut, Atlantic wolffish, haddock, ocean pout, offshore hake, pollock, red hake, silver hake, white hake, windowpane flounder, winter flounder, witch flounder, and yellowtail flounder. That's the end of my motion.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Looking for a second. Mr. Erstad, are you seconding the motion?
Yes, I am. Nice job, Jeff. I have nothing else to add to your rationale. It's pretty sound and comprehensive, and I appreciate the work of staff and others working on this. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Erstad. Jeff, anything else to add to the motion as a rationale?
Just quickly, you know, updating the EFH designations has been identified by the council as a priority for 2026. And initiating the framework to update those designations with more recent data on species distribution and environmental information is consistent with the work plan that we began in 2025. So this is just a continuation of that work.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. To the council, to the motion on the board. Any comments, questions, discussion? Seeing none. Any comments, questions from the public to the motion on the board? Seeing none, back to the council. Is there any opposition to the motion on the board? Any abstentions? Seeing none, the motion will pass with unanimous consent. Back to you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all we have for the Habitat Committee report today. Just want to say thank you to the staff for all the excellent work that they put into last year's action and helping us get us to the point where we are today.
Okay, thank you very much.